Here on Daf Ches Amid Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Hatabach Tzorich Shloisha Sakinim. Hatabach needs three knives. Achas Sheshoichet Bo Va'achas Shemachatech Bo Boso. One that he shechts with, one that he cuts the meat with, va'achas shemachatech bo chalovim, and one that he cuts the chalovim with. So therefore he needs three different sakinim. So the Gemara asks, v'liskin le'chodem, we'll see in Rashi that the kasha is, that why does he need a sakin for chatichas haboso, and a sakin for chatichas hachelet? Beliskin leichoda, let him have one sakin. Belichtech bo boso, and we'll first cut the boso. Behoda lichtech bo chalovim, and then we'll cut the chalovim. And as we'll see in Rashi in the Shittim, Bekabet says that the kasha was as follows. That after he cut the chalovim, and he comes to a second behemoth, that's a double poshet, he'll have to be mediach this sakin. And for the second behemoth, that's poshet, and that he'll remember to do. But on the behemoth that he's Isaac in now, why does he need two sakinim? One to cut the boss and one to cut the chaylev. The first let him cut the boss and then let him cut the chaylev. So it should be sufficient, a sakin for shchite and a sakin for cutting the basa, and then he'll cut the chaylev, and then by the next behemoth he'll be mediachet to cut again the basa and the chaylev. So the Gemara says, "Gzeir Hashem yachtech chalovim ba'acha kach basa." So the Gemara says that would be very good if I would know 100% that the Seder will be that he'll first cut all the basar and then he'll cut the chaylev. So then 100% right, and there's no need for two sakinim. But there's a gzeire, maybe he might cut in, while he's being oisik in cutting the meat, he might be told and forget and he'll cut some of the chaylev. Because he cuts the chaylev with his sakin also, and then he'll go back to the meat. And while he's tovered in this payment, he won't remember to be mediach the sakin after the chtichas chaylev. So he'll be cutting basar with a sakin that has the shamnunus of chaylev on it. Frag the Gemara, fine. So one sakin is no good. Bahashtanami Michlaflay. So the Gemara asks, but he has two sakinim. But also, if you're afraid, when he's in the process of cutting up the basar and the chaylev, he can forget, and he can cut some chaylev before the rest of the basar, so he can also forget, and he has two sakinim, and he can forget, and he'll cut the boso with the sakin shal chaylev. So the Gemara answers, given the atzrechinu trei islay akeira. Since you have two sakinim, so you make a simen. You make a simen, each sakin has a simen. This is it's written in bold letters, one is red, one is yellow, whatever it is. So memele, there's a simen on the sakin, that this is miyuchet for boson, this is miyuchet for chaylev, so he won't come lidekil. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, achas sheshoichet bo. One sakin you need that he's going to shecht with the sakin. So Rashi says, now on this sakin of shchite, the Gemara didn't have any problems. You should do another shimush with this sakin. Here the Gemara never asked that it should be chaytech something else. That means if he'll use the sakin shal shchite, he'll use it for basar. It might become nifkam, but it's kalkal, it become niskalkal. Now let's stop for a second. No, so become niskalkal, so, he'll fix it. He'll take another sack in. I mean, what's the problem? So become niskalkal, become niskalkal. I mean, the every sack in of shchita can become niskalkal. You voidik the sack in after every shchita. Maybe it was niskalkal after shchita. So what is Rashi, what is the problem over here? Well, yachta but the va'acha shleiti pogam with his kalkul. So Rashi says, upa'omim sheyovi lidei isa. He might be over an isa. Sheyishchait b'loi b'dike. He'll be shaychit b'loi b'dike. Now let us appreciate what Rashi is saying. And there's a big machloikis harishayim. Rashi is saying as follows. The Rashi holds, this is how the Nachlas David says Pshat and Rashi. Rashi holds that when you shecht a behemah and you boidik it after the shechita and you put it away. And you put it away, so then you can take it out and shecht again. But the yeved, I feel like you won't baidik it again. L'chatchila, you should be baidik the sakin before every time you shecht. But if I shechted it and I put it away and I took it out without being baidik it again, but the yeved, the shechita is good. So Rashi says, that's going to create a problem now. You're going to shecht it. You shecht it with it. You put it away after the shechita. Then in the middle you need a sakin for some basa. You'll take this sakin and use it for the basa. But you remember that after the shechita you were baidik it, and so you'll take it again and you won't be baidik it, which theoretically is good. But maybe you won't realize that it became nivgam through the chtiches habosa. So that's why the Gemara did not have any problems with the sakin shel shchita. The Ran asks a kasha on Rashi, and we'll see Tosfos also held like the Ran. He says he doesn't understand the problem. If you shecht a behemah, your second behemah, without being boidik, the sakin, it's a posel shchita. You're afraid maybe a shecht will not be, that's a posel shchita. It's kosher v'yosher. He says, since a sakin can be nivkam me'atmoy, you have to be boidik the sakin before the shchita. And if you're not boidik the sakin before the shchita, it's a posel shchita, period. So he doesn't understand Rashi. So what is Rashi? He says, so see, there's no problem. I mean, if he wasn't boidik the sakin, and before the second shchita, so tamzei apostle of shchita. So that's tamzei no good. And if he is baidik, so see, if it was nivgam, it's nivgam. If it's not nivgam, it's not nivgam. But al kaponim, the reason that Rashi says that there's no reason why, Rashi says that, there's no reason why he should use the sakin shchit of a boss because might become the skalkel and no sheft without a bdike. So the Ran says, if he shefts without a bdike, tamzei apostle of shchita. So therefore, why couldn't he use this sakin also for boss? This is the Ran's kasha on Rashi. So then we mentioned that Nachlas David says that Rashi held that b'di'evet, it's a kosher shchita, not like the Ram. If a machlekes harishonim, if a person was shechted without being baidik the sakin, even though he was baidik it after the previous shchita, he wasn't baidik it now before the next shchita. So Rashi holds b'di'evet, it's good. So then Rashi says, but if he'll use it for basa, a kilkel might come out if he won't be baidik it. Let us see what Tosfos says. V'lesakin chode v'lachtech bo bosa Okay, this is going on the next sakin, on the sakin that he uses for basar and chaylev. Upam acheres, when he wants to use it on another behemoth, kshayirza lachzer velachter basar, yeizocha lachshirom. That means that he'll know, that will be the seder, that one sakin is used for basar and chaylev, you use it for, now you want to use it for another behemoth, so since this was used for chaylev, you'll kasher it before you use it for another behemoth. Yezoch el hachshir, he'll kasher it. What the hechshir will be? So it depends. We had before that something which is used a lot for treifis, we had one mahalach and toises, you need nitzah bekarke, you'll make nitzah bekarke. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, you don't have to make nitzah bekarke, you'll just make, since you only need nitzah bekarke, if there was a chaim, if there was a chaim involved, then you need nitzah bekarke, but here, so you make hadoche. Right. So, that was pshat in the Gemara's kashe. For the sakin can be used lachtichas abosar and then chatichas achelev, and then by the next time we'll always remember before we use the sakin again. We know we used it with chelev, so we'll be machshe the sakin with hadoche or with nitzah bekarke. Val sakin sheshochat bo loy porich sheyishchoit vahoda yachtoich. This the Gemara didn't ask the kasha. There's no kasha whatsoever. So, the Nachos Dovid explains, Rashi held like the Ran, so he couldn't say, Rashi's, the Tatesis held like the Ran, she couldn't say Rashi's Teretz, because that's no problem. Retois, the Marsha, so what's Tamazoy the Kasha? The Kasha is you should take this sakin and you should use it now for basar or chaylev. The sakin is full of dam. And we had yesterday a Gemara, a member of Shmuel Kuf Yadal of Hamad Bey, so Shmuel said, if you took a sakin, if you cut the basar isayach, so it's also basar tzaynon, you have to be mediach, or you have to be mekaneich the sakin. So what's tamazay the kasha? What is tamazay the kasha that you should go and use the sakin for basar? There's dam on it. Why? How could you use it for basar? And the sakin of shchite. That is the marsha, one of the two. Either the kasha is, and you should use it on the chaylev. Use it for the chaylev. And he has dam on it, so that's no problem. And for the next behemoth, you have to be boyd again. You'll be mediach the chaylev. Or he says as far that the meat that you are cutting is full of dam side by side. So you have to be make hadocha on the meat out the meat, out the dam of the meat. So you have a little bit more dam here, so it's no problem. So that was Taisus Kashi. So Taisus asked, I mean, Rashi started, Taisus didn't hold up, but because by the next Shrita, Yizicha have to be boidik the sakim before Yeshech. So this is a good Kashi, so let us use the sakim, and we'll use the sakim for Chela or for Bosa. So Taisri says, that's Tamazin Akashe, the Sakin Sheshoichtem Bo Rigilin L'Shaimro Shaloitis Kalko. That's Tamazin Akashe. I mean, it's a very delicate Sakin, and it's Nivgam very easy. So Memele, so that the Gemara will never ask Akashe, let him use this Sakin for other Tashmishim, because he'll be Mekalko the Sakin. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos speaks about this, a muktzah machmas chesaron kis. Kisses because he's afraid it might become the skalkul, so he's matzed that from any shimush. It's a chomodik emukzer. So memele, so the Gemara compares a sakin shal shchita to kiyosit shal machisha, that the bailam is matzed that from any shimush because it might become the skalkul. So you wouldn't ask a kasha, why do you need another sack and use this sack? And that's not a practical kasha to ask. It's a very expensive sack and that's nivka very easily. So Peshtetzach, you need another sack in for the bossa and the chaylev. Now let's see Rashi further. So Rashi, when the sack in chode lechalovim ala bossa, v'yachtoich bossa, v'achakach chalovim. Now let us see the Shita Mekibetzes, the Oisvo, Nesakin Chodo L'Chalovim, L'Boso, V'yachtech Boso, V'achakach Chalovim. V'af al-gav, Tohodo Mechatech Bo'Boso, Shetovei Behim Acheres. You're going to use this for the Boso, for the next payment, but even the Chalovim Tzainan Hein, Ba'adoch Esagilei, So that was the kasha. He says, in this behemah, you should use the sakin with a seder, first bosa and then chaylev. And by the next behemah, before you start the next behemah, you'll make kinuach or hadoche. Hasayf dibo. Umaschel adibo. Now there's a du dibra masel. Gzeire shema yachtech bochalom. So there he might cut chalovim, ba'acha kach boso bebehim ha'achas, u'mach mashu torid b'melachtoi, so now it goes, yishkach v'lo yekanach. So he'll forget, and he won't be mekaneach, in the same behema, yishkach v'lo yekanach. So now the Rav Meranshberg says, there's a new dibra maschu. The Dibra Masro starts, Mas Libo Michleflei. So the Gemara asks that by two Sakinim will also mix up the Sakinim. Shalchalovim b'shalboso. That's the Vasi Lachlif is a guy's in Shalchalovim b'shalboso. Okay, this is Pshat in the Gemara. Now, one thing I'd like to be Moira, Rashi says, Chalovim Limker Bishuk. He says, you need a sakin for Chalovim Limker Bishuk. Okay, so Rashi is asking, what is he cutting up the Chalovim for? Who eats Chalov? So, no, Limker Bishuk. Chalov is Mutabano, so Limker Bishuk. So, Lechaire, what about the sakin that you menaker with? I mean, there's a sakin that the Agmar is very naive. The sakin, we'll use it first for bosa, then we'll use it for chaylev, and finished. And then the Agmar said, no, he might lose cheshbon. But lechayre, I mean, you menaker the chaylev from the bosa. What sakin do you use for this? I mean, what would the sakin? So the Teferes Yaakov says, when you make the nikel, you use the boser sakin. You use the boser sakin because the nikel is, you're touching the boser and the dust, and then you'll have to be madiach. He says, we had taisvus before, gavduchke with the sakine, and the boser, you'll have to be madiach. The boser afterwards, he says, that's nikel, you'll have to be madiach, the boser. The Rivom say you have to make klifa on the boser. So when you make nikel, there's a problem in the boser also. When you make nikel, there's a problem in the boser. You have to be medich the boser at least, or be kail of the boser. So when you're taking care of the boser, so this knife you'll also take care of. I know I'm handling, when you make nikel, you're handling with chaylev and boser. You're handling with chaylev and boser. I mean, he knows about this. And since he knows about it, he has to take care of this. So that So after the nikras finished, wherever there was a contact with the chaylev, he takes care of it. According to Ribam, you were chaylev the boy, you were chaylev the basar afterwards. After you made the nikki, you were chaylev the basar. So when I knew there was a contact between chaylev and basar, I have to take care of the basar. So then I'll take care of the sakin also. That never was a problem. The sakin shall nikki never was a problem. But Rashi says there's another sakin. There's a sakin that you sell chaylev. You sell chaylev. So this sakin is miyuchid lechaylev. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? So first I can't, when you made the nikah, you, fashteitzach, there you had a chibur of chaylev and basa, and you have to take care of the basa, and then you take care of the sakin. That he knows he's handling with chaylev. That's no problem. So zikha, after he finishes with the nikah, he'll take care of the sakin, just like he takes care of the basa. I mean, that's poshut. There's no problem with that. That's why Rashi said, chalovim limker b'shuk. We're talking about another contact with chaylev. He's not completely oisik b'chaylev. So that's the Gemara said, that's no problem. First you'll cut all your basar, and then you'll cut all your chaylev, and by the next behemoth, pashteitzach, since you cut the chaylev with the sakin, so you'll be madich the sakin by the next behemoth. That's what Teferes Yaakov said. Look the Gemara weiter. Ba'omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Hatabach Tzorich Shnei Kelim Shel Mayim. Hatabach needs Vinish Tvei, he buys his Medich the Bosser and Medich the Kelim, his stomach's full of blood. So you need two Kelim. Echad shmedich by basa, v'echad shmedich by chalav. So the Gemara says, why do you need two kelim? And this can like chode. He said one kelim, but nedich by basa. Let him first wash in the kelim the basa. V'hoda nedich by chalav. So the Gemara says, zeire shem yedich chalavim v'achakach basa. He might stick some kelim into the water, and then we'll see the water gets very fatty, and then you put the meat in it, so it'll be some of the shamnunis of the chaylev will get onto the meat. Hashtanami, someone says, you're afraid he might make a mistake, and hashtanami michal filay. So the Gemara says, kim dat schinu tati islay a kelim. I mean, the Gemara is saying, alochi, you need two kelim, you have to make a simon on each kelim, to make sure that it won't become the schalim. Now, the Rashi before a kelim islay, oisib, or simon, you make a simon. Because others say that's the makir. We have for milchiks and pleishiks, there's a simon that we should not make mistakes. Shema yediach chalovim tchila, via mayim mufutomis mina shamnunis ayidei shivshev hayedaim. They'll get very fatty. Avagav shutzoin. Vachekach yitovek bitfanes abos. And then the shamnunis will get stuck on the tfanes abos. Vafal gav. Shainiv lavoi, it's talking about cold water, but nidvaku mi bachutz. And now the next Gemara, we are indebted to the Sichas Chulin, who explains this Gemara beautifully with pictures. I would just like to say that, to understand this Gemara, the Sichas Chulin is on Taf Tov Kuf Talit, Tov Tzadik Ches, and there's another in Tov Tzadik Zayin, Hagor 15 Zayin. He speaks in our Gemara Bariches, and he explains Rashi. So let us first say the Loshon HaGemara, and then we'll try to see in the Sichas Chulin what we're speaking about. Oma Ameima Mishmei Derapopet Loi Lischef Inish Keifli Ilavi Bischa. We will see as the sugya progresses, the Keifli, this is the Ksolim. These are the flanks of the behemoth. And there is a Bemison, there are three layers of meat. One is next to the oil, one is next to that, and one is an outer layer, or it's an, if we're going from the oil inside, this is the layer hapnimi. There's three layers of meat, which are called the ksalim. On top of the, there is chaylev between the layers, and that chaylev is gad muta. But the chaylev that is not covered by meat, that chaylev is asa. So now, we have here the ksalim, which are these three layers of meat. It's like, so you have three layers of meat with fat in between. So one, when he cut the ksalim, he should not put it over, lay it over a piece of meat. Let's say that his table isn't big enough, so he has a piece of meat laying on the table. Over this meat, he'll put the ksalim with the chaylev, which is on top of the ksalim, relying down on the piece of meat. So that means he's covering this piece of meat with the ksalim, and the fat, the chaylev, which is on the chaylev, which is on the ksalim, will be over the meat. Again, leilischayv inish kipli. One should not cover the ksalim ilavi bisra over a piece of meat, because we have three layers of ksalim, and the inside layer has chaylev over it, which is asa. The doiv tarbe, the chaylev will melt, ubola bisra, and it will, and the basa, which is underneath it, you covered the basa with the ksalim. So now the chaylev of the ksalim will be nivla in the basa. Let us see what Rashi says. Lelischav inish kifli kolak ksalim. So others say, what's a kolak ksalim? Because we're speaking about that there are, the ksalim have three rows of meat. Three rows of meat. Shechelev, that's why kifli, that's why it's called kolak solim. Shechelev akloyis tovuksham. This chelev akloyis is problematic, to see if Chulin speaks about it, but lechere, this is the chelev aksolim. Lo ye kaifa oisom al gabi bosaracha. So you shouldn't take this ksolim and cover it over another piece of bosa. Shahachelev mutalala bosa. The chaylev is mutalala bosa. Umis chamein. And the chaylev will get warm from the bosa. Vizov ala bosa. Now let us just see Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis. Leilischev inish kifli yelave bisra. Haina laacha nituach miyad. After he cut the meat in pieces, samemele. So, koydim shenitzdan in aboso. Before it's nitzdan in aboso, so you have warm meat, and this warm meat will make that the chayla will melt. Aval achash shenitzdan in, but after the meat is cold, ain lochosh kedachsiva yisimu esach halovim al hachozes. You put the chalovim on the chozis, and what's over there? No problem, it's cold already. When it's cold, nothing is going to happen. But we're speaking about after the nituach, after you cut up in pieces, it's still warm. Ihochi, so the mother says, if you're afraid that the warmth of the meat can cause that the chalev will start melting, kitaritzi, so when it's lying straight, When the ksalim alone outright, not lying over something, it's lying straight, nami doiv tarbe, so the chaylev will also drip, ubola bisra. Let us see Rashi, kitaritzi, ksheheim munochim alada. When the ksalim are lying on a board, kitarkom, the way it normally is. Achelev lemaila, so the chelev is lemaila. Hapoli kifli gufayu, the ksalim, mechelev hadavok behem, the chelev which is on top of them. So you have warm meat, and you have chelev on top of it. So the ksalim will be by leya the chelev. Yeah. So the Gemara says, kromo mafsik mitatoi. So the Gemara answers, bein chelev lebosa, between the chelev and the bosa of the ksalim, vu oisai krum, now this membrane, shana noitlim min aksalim shakarin flankish, this is the membrane we take off. We don't use this membrane. Va'av v'chazaku, and it's a little thick and strong. Lekach also, and we take this off. This is not chaylev. Shechaylev nivla, but you take it right. Chaylev does get nivla in this krum. Avalei nivla kol kashi is of lebosu shetachta. But should it penetrate this krum and go into the bosu, doesn't it? So what did we eat? So the Gemara asks, so you rely on a krum. And the krum is mapsik, the zive of the chelev into the basal. Iyachi me'eloi nami karmeike. Over the chelev there's also a krum. Me'eloi nami. So Rashi says, ki sochev lo al gabe basal. Apilu, you put it over the basal. Ike karma mapsik, shein chelev, shein le krum. Every chelev is covered with a krum. Krum dak milamayla. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, but since this chaylev is exposed, so I in the mamashmish with this chaylev, I the mamashmishi yoda the tapcha mefasis. Mamashmishi mefatas loshin posi so he's a pitim so bekitzer. Since he's memashmish, so it gets rips in this krum, so memela this krum will not seal off that the chaylev shouldn't run through. But Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Talmud Gemara further, Talmud Chochem tzorich sheyilmoid gimel dvor. A Talmud Chochem is to learn three things. Not only the lumdus, the practical aspect how to do this. Ksav shchite umila. That means he's a Talmud Chochem. He finds himself in a place. You need a functioning shaychet, a functioning moil. He's going to be an aid. Next the rabbi to be an aid on the shtar ksube and the lech. I mean, he has to know how to write. He has to know how to write. He has to know. He can know kol chayshemishpot, but that doesn't mean he knows how to write. He has to know how to write. He has to know how to make a meal, and he has to know how to make a shchita. This is Talmud Chochem. This will be expected from him. Rav Chananya bar Shlamya mishmei the Rav Omar. There's other things he has to know. There has to be in the rabbi's handbook. Av kesher shel tefillin. He has to know how to make the kesher of the shalvayish. Ubiches chasanim. He has to know how the biches chasanim. The beautiful lotion of the Meiri. The Miri says, by Birchas Chasanim, he says, as I, number one, she yeda nusach shalahem al peh. You know the brach? They call him after the chuppah. This is before they had the cards that they give over. So before that, after the fourth brach, when they have to know the nusach al peh. V'yargil atzmoy behem, he has to practice, she yeda la'omram ba'arevus. You should know to say it with a ziskeit, with a niggin, with a dot. Shedvorim elu adam rotze bem la Talmud Chochem. That means, for the Sheva Baruch Hashim Achabed the Talmud Chochem, Rsheina Yoidam, Nikolam Ap Talmud Chochem, doesn't the Samech, the Samech is on a niggin, on garnish, and he doesn't know the words, and does, so this is Nea Beide, Habriyes Meran and Neisachav. This is a Talmud Chochem. He doesn't know how to say Sameach to Samach. He doesn't know how to say it with the Nigin, with the dust. This is an essential Yediyah that Talmud Chochem has to have. The tzitzis, yes, I think to be toilet tzitzis, the idach. So the Gemara asked, so why didn't Rabbi Yehuda Amarav say this? Ani shchichem. These are shchiach. So this is not necessary to take a course. I mean, this he knows, that this you don't have to, but the other things you have to know to be a moil, to be a sheikh, that you have to know. But this is shchichem. We'll see machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Ksav zegt Rashi, lichtoi bishna to write, sheyeda lachtim shmoi. You should know how to sign his name. Ilu yoshev v'din, if he's a dayan. Oy la edes, or if he's an edes mistaman, and he's chastening on a star, and a ksube, yes or no, to write his name. Shrita la amen yodoi, lekach, he should know, not hilch, afilu shaboki, but he knows, all the lomdus he learned here a day of, he has to know how to make a mice for shrita. Kesher shel tfilin, yesh by umnes, it's a kunst to know to make the kesher shel tefillin. She also kemoi ois dalit. The kesher in the back by the shel roish. It is a tzur of a dalit. And what's the inyan of a dalit? She nira bo shakai. That from the tefillin, when a person shem nikra lecho, so Rashi shit is the shem Hashem is the shem shakai. Hashin, where did the shin? Chakuke bikmote atfar. Kain shin, that means they make kmotim in the oil. I think the kmoti atfar that because you have two oils. Not talking about the oil echad which we have now. And I'm a hooded the ketzvon. I think there was an oil that there was the batim that the parshis were in. And this was tied together. This was sewn together to another oil, the titure. The Mabart, that was another oil, and it was sewn together to it. So this is Tachmi, the oil hatfar. So in this oil, in the top oil, which is with the parshiyas, so they make knechin bekmoti hatfar, ka'en shin, you make something that should look like a shin. Uritzue ktano kfula. What is the aleph? Uritzue ktano kfula tluya bo ka'en yud. It's Kain Yud. The Kesher Osi Kain Dalet. Hani Shrichem. So Rashi says, Tfilin V'tzitzes Abichas Chasanim Metzuyin Toder. Hilkari Akel Bekiyim Behem. Everyone knows how you go to Chasanis, you go for 5 weeks to go to Chasanis, you learn by the Nusach and the Dos, you don't just have a special course to learn the Sheva Brachas, and Tvillin, and Tzitzis, Mitzvim, Ilkach Akal Bekimbe, Mitzvah Limud, Shema Atzma Yiyeh Boki Behem. It rubs off, yeah. But the other things that you need a limud, have to be a moil, you can go by 10 bris, and you won't have to be a moil. So, Mamela, this you have to take a course in these three things.